On the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, the guns fell silent on the Western Front to bring an end to the First World War. Our nation and Commonwealth has recalled that moment through our armistice and remembrance events down through the decades. Decades during which the men and women of our armed services have continued to pay tribute to those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. We stand here today to remember lives sacrificed in the service of our country and those traumatized and injured in conflict. We sing the first four verses of the hymn "For All the Saints Who From Their Labors Rest."
continue to worship God and to remember them by finishing our hymn, "And when the strife is fierce, the warfare moan steals on the ear, the distant triumph song."
I think it's poignant at this moment in our service, not to mention this at the intimations, but at this moment, that Bill Mackay died this week. Let us pray. Sovereign and eternal God, our Father in our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you today for the freedom that we enjoy. Freedom we enjoy as a nation and as individuals. Freedom from war and oppression, and a freedom that was won for us at a huge and enormous cost. And for all that we owe to so many, we give you thanks. We praise you for all those who made our freedom possible. For the countless thousands who sacrificed life and limb in two world wars and since, leaving homes and loved ones never to return, or for those who did return, never to be the same again. We give you thanks. We give you thanks, Lord, for those who fought against tyranny and hatred and evil, prepared to lay down their lives for their families and their friends and their country, rather than to allow such forces to hold sway. We salute their courage shown in the face of danger, their dedication to duty, and their determination to battle on against all the odds. We praise you, Lord, for the peace that we enjoy today. And we thank you, Lord, that although human hands won our peace, that we see your hand too, guiding through it. Help us, Lord, to remember and give thanks for the peace that we now enjoy, to nurture it with care and safeguard it, to recognize the price in blood that was paid for our freedom. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and we thank you for another battle that took place on the cross when our Lord Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. He went to war against death and sin. He triumphed for us so that we too might be free, so that we might have hope and eternal life and forgiveness. We thank you that he laid down his life willingly, but at a personal cost that was incredible. Always help us to keep focus and to remember and to look upon the cross with a deep sense of gratitude and thanksgiving. Gracious Father, come now to each and every one of us. Touch our hearts, especially those of us who this day are saddened by loss and grief. And help us to realize and understand that in you there is a triumphant God for whom death has no power and who has empowered us to face death with the certainty that life is beyond it in all its fullness. We look to you in faith this day, living God, and ask for your blessing upon us in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Boys and girls, we're not going to have me talking to you today, but rather we're going to ask Frank, who's going to read something to you that he read in Halbeath last week and I felt was very poignant. So Frank's going to say a few words, a kind of poem. We'll explain it to you before it begins, and I want you to listen very carefully.
Thank you, John. This reading by a Methodist minister, Frank Topping, who was a very prolific writer of prayers and also a prolific radio broadcaster, very much is a testimony to the people who fought during our wars and survived. And sometimes I fear we forget them a bit, though it is good to see actually now there is a resurgence in how we treat our veterans and those who have fought on our behalf in many wars. Frank Topping might be considered most famous for the fact that he was a radio broadcaster, but once he appeared on television as the vicar who married Ken and Deirdre Barlow in Coronation Street. I think it was the first time they got married, but don't quote me on that. It is written as a prayer, but it is very much, I suggest to you, a prayer of meditation, a meditation prayer. So when I say at the beginning, let us pray, it's a matter of saying, let us talk to God and listen to what he is saying to us. It's called Hearing Aids and Walking Sticks. And as I said, it is a testimony, a tribute, very much to those who've grown old and those who survived our wars. Let us pray. In this morning light, the young rush to school and out to work. The elderly watch them go. Those old eyes that have loved, that close tight in the agony and ecstasy of childbirth. Eyes that have shared the pain and joy of family life. Eyes that have looked long into the hollow pit of grief. So often, I talk to those elderly as if they were children. I give them Christmas presents of chocolates and bars of scented soap. I am impatient with the frailty of age, their slowness, their deafness, their aching bones. Heroes, friends with hearing aids and walking sticks. Smelling of pipe tobacco and lapsing into the stillness of minds lost in the memories of the past. But these are the people who lived through wars for me, suffered for me, wept for me, nursed me, loved me. How dare I mutter, silly old thing, of a woman who may have given more to mankind than I can even imagine. How dare I dismiss as a doddering old fool the huffing puffing man who suffered torpedoed ships for me, lay in trenches, dug coal mines for me. Lord of the morning, forgive me. Lord, this day, take from me the arrogance of the modern mind. Help me to understand. Give me the patience to hear the old and oft repeated stories. Help me to learn from their experience, to value their wisdom garnered from the harvests of many, many years. Give me the eyes to see the beauty of age, to learn that love and life are not, Lord, confined to youth, but reach out to eternity. Lord of the morning, just help me. Amen.
Thank you, Frank. Let us pray. Loving God, we are reminded today of how easy it is to speak of peace, and yet how difficult it is to live it and pursue it. How straightforward it sounds of talk to break down barriers, and yet how demanding it actually is to live as peacemakers. And so we pray for those in our world today who pursue peace, who go into places where there is little peace, and who try with all of their energy to find ways to bring people together. Bless them in all that they seek to do, in all of the different places that they're called to do it. Lord, we are reminded that this is what you want from us, to live in such a way that we heal wounds rather than create them, that we unite rather than divide, that we reconcile rather than separate. For our share of this world's continuing pain, Lord, forgive us. But help us, Lord, to contribute to its good by the positive things that we can do that will bring people to Christ, that will bring people together, that will heal divided people and their divided and broken lives. Lord, we confess the things that make for conflict: pride, greed, envy, intolerance. When we nurse our petty grievances, our unwillingness to forgive, our preoccupation with self, our lack of time for others, so much that we are guilty of, as indeed all are. Forgive us, Lord, for continuing to share and contribute to the world's pain. Rescue us from everything that keeps us apart. Put a new spirit within us, spirit of love and openness, a spirit of acceptance and understanding, a spirit of healing and reconciliation. And may the peace that we pray for here begin now in our hearts, so that we might be instruments of your peace, bringing healing to those who are broken in our world around us, bringing harmony to our own lives and those that we live among. Lord, we pray for those who grieve this day. For some, Lord, it is very recent, and we pray for Sheila and for her family. For others, Lord, it's perhaps weeks since we lost someone that we've loved, but still the pain and the hurt is there. For others, Lord, it's an anniversary to remember. And we ask, Lord, as we remember, that you will help us to look to you to find our peace. Living Lord Jesus Christ, help us as we remember, as we look back, as we think of loved ones that we have lost, to entrust them to your care, and in our understanding, to be at peace. Heavenly Father, we so pray for our world and all its needs, for ourselves and our responsibilities, and ask that you might bless each of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We're going to sing now our final hymn, I Vow to Thee My Country, hymn 704, after which I would ask you to remain standing for the national anthem and the benediction.
I'm
now and forevermore.